Thanks, Ulrich. Well, we've sort of looked at the global picture now, and we've talked a little bit with respect to a regional situation too in Europe. But Tania, moving to you, I mean, you've written on lots of different aspects about nuclear issues, but particularly in your region of expertise in the Asia-Pacific. I'm just wondering, I mean, we're seeing the technology in nuclear programs, but also in these sort of some of these related strategic technologies, they're continuing to evolve. Can you provide us a recent example of how these sort of developments and capabilities are affecting the risk picture in the Asia-Pacific? And how does the state of knowledge about these, or the lack of knowledge perhaps, in some cases, how is that impacting risk as well? Do you have any thoughts?